It's time for the River Country Puck Drop for Cal Tire in Peace River, seeing what is going on with the hockey scene in northwestern Alberta. We continue our look at some local hockey players who are in the college and university level. This week we talk to Mackenzie Datchuk. She's from high level and plays for the women's team at Graham McEwen University in Edmonton. Start by asking her about being able to play games again.
Yeah, feels great. Like, kind of was unfortunate with COVID. We had to take a year off, but I think we all had some time to just spend time with family and be with our loved ones at home. Still got to train a lot off ice and stuff, so it wasn't like we were completely away from the rink. Yeah, so that's kind of nice, but definitely nice to be back with the team and training hard. So, yeah, I'm really grateful.
I guess, how has the season kind of been going for you and your team so far here?
Yeah, we've been doing pretty good. This is our first year competing in the Canada West division. My first year we competed in the ACAC, which is just the Alberta College Athletics Conference. So it was kind of nice in a way. We were just transitioning into the Canada West League. So we've been doing pretty good, like not too bad. So yeah, it's been pretty good.
And one thing I always find interesting when talking to hockey players at the college level is how they sort of balance the hockey aspect with also the schoolwork aspect as well. How have you been able to make that sort of balance work for you?
Yeah, been pretty tough for sure. I think the best thing I've been able to do is just taking it day by day. The days can be pretty strenuous. I'm trying to fit in a workout, practice, and several classes. So I think the best way I've just been able to balance it all is just focusing on the day ahead of me and getting done what needs to be done. So, yeah.
And I understand here that you are a arts major there at McEwen. I guess what made you decide to go down that road, and how has that been going for you?
Yeah, so my goal is actually to get my degree in social work. This is just kind of the path I've been taking so far, is just through arts. I really wanted to make school and hockey work for me, so being in the arts program is kind of the route I had to take to make that to work. But yeah, I've been enjoying it so far. It's been great. Yeah.
And of course, as we mentioned a little earlier, you, of course, are originally from the high-level area. I guess when it comes to you growing up, what were some of your big kind of hockey influences in your life?
Yeah, I mean, my older brother played hockey, and a lot of my family played, so I think they were definitely my biggest influences at that time. And then growing up, moved out of high level out to Grand Prairie, and obviously got to have more influence that way. Like, had great coaches growing up, so they were definitely probably my biggest influences and just pushing me and wanting to be my best. Yeah.
One thing that has certainly been interesting in the hockey world over the last few years is more attention coming on, you know, the women's game and, you know, trying to get, you know, sort of a stable professional league for kind of that level there. How do you kind of see sort of the women's game sort of growing? What's your kind of sort of perspective on what you've seen for the women's game over the last few years?
Yeah, I mean, it's grown a lot, especially since I've moved out of high level. I'm growing up at high level. I'm usually the only girl, I mean, along with my sister playing boys hockey, so I really wasn't exposed to a lot of other female hockey players until I moved out of high level, so it's nice to see it grow in that way. Even just these past couple years, I notice even in the smaller towns, more younger girls are wanting to come out and play at the sport, which is nice. I think my role now, just as a college athlete, and I think it's important that I try to spread awareness of the game to younger girls so that they can play the sport and, yeah, fall in love just like I did. So, yeah.
I mean, sometimes hockey players could be, kind of creatures of habit, you know, especially with, you know, got a certain routine they like to go through before every game. Now, I'm curious, when it comes to you, what's sort of your, I guess, pregame routine you go through before every game?
Yeah, honestly, I keep mine pretty simple. I try not to overcomplicate it. I think the main thing is just getting a good warm-up in before I head on the ice, kind of just, you know, getting my body warmed up, getting out those pregame jitters. Nothing too complicated. I like to keep it simple. So yeah, I would say that's probably it, just getting a good warm-up and having fun with the girls before the game.
Here in our region, the NWJHL have a busy schedule of games for this week. Tonight we'll see the Sexsmith Vipers visit the Fort St. John Huskies in the battle of the top two teams in the league. The Fairview Flyers will be in action tomorrow night as they'll visit Grand Prairie for coming back to Fairplex on Saturday to face Sexsmith. North Peace Navigators, meanwhile, will head out on the road for a pair of games in Fort St. John on Saturday and Sunday. The High Prairie Red Wings of the GMHL have two games for this weekend. They'll be on the road Friday night to face the Northern Alberta Tomahawks before coming back to the Hyatt Prairie Sports Palace on Saturday to face the Mackenzie Mountaineers. The Peace River teams in the Northern Alberta Hockey League all have games taking place this weekend. The U13 Colts will visit Fort St. John on Saturday for playing at home on Sunday against Lakeland. The U18 Rawls will be in Grand Prairie on Saturday, and the U15 Sabres will be in Fort McMurray on Saturday and Sunday. And finally, the Grand Prairie Storm of the AJHL, they're middle of a busy week. After playing at home against the Whitecourt Wolverines last night, they'll face the Wolverines again in Whitecourt on Friday for going to Sherwood Park on Saturday. The next home game of the Bonnets Energy Center will be on December the 7th against the Bonnieville Pontiacs. That's the River Country Puck Drop. It's for Cal Tire and Peace River. Traction and control feels just that with a new set of tires from Cal Tire. Visit Terry and the crew for parts, service, and of course the perfect wheels and rubber. Cal Tire in the West Hill and Peace River. As a reminder, previous episodes of the River Country Puck Drop can be found at our website, rivercountry.fm, or through the River Country app. For the River Country Puck Drop, I'm Kyle Moore.